This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is in Pyongyang for his third summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Thousands lined the streets chanting as the two leaders emerge from their vehicles to smile and wave at onlookers. The three-day summit expected to focus on peace and denuclearization. Seung-yoon Lee, associate professor in Korean studies at Tufts University, said such optics benefit the North Korean leader.
Because North Korea will be able to further advance its image as a normal country, a normal global statesman presiding over a not-so-abnormal dictatorship.
The two leaders are expected to release a joint statement Wednesday. At the UN, the U.S. and Russia traded accusations over the enforcement of international sanctions over North Korea's nuclear missile programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador.
Why, after voting for sanctions 11 different times, is Russia now backing away from them? We know the answer. It's because Russia has been cheating.
Russia's ambassador denied the allegation and accused Washington of heightening tensions. In Ethiopia's capital, protesters block roads and shut businesses following the deaths of 23 people in violence targeting the country's minorities in the ethnic Oromo heartland. The violence escalated Saturday after leaders of the exiled Oromo Liberation Front were allowed to return to Ethiopia. The violence is viewed as a setback to reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Mauritania's Election Commission has said the ruling Union for Republic Party of President Ould Abdel Aziz won a majority of seats in a second round of elections held Saturday. Mr. Aziz came to power in a coup in 2008. He won election outright in 2009 and again in 2014. He is barred from seeking a third term next year. This is VOA News.